I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The U.S. Senate has approved the debt deal, and now it is off to President Biden to sign it into law. Live to our line to the White House now, CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, we will hear from the president this evening. Going to take a victory lap of sorts.
And he's scheduled a primetime Oval Office address just before the traditional network primetime, about 7 o'clock tonight. The president is scheduled to speak from the Oval Office, addressing the country on what was expected to be the most dramatic inside baseball Washington deal-making story of the year. And it's over. The president is going to sign this bill. There will not be a default on the national debt. The Senate last night, with 63 votes in favor, signed off on the Fiscal Responsibility Act, which prevents default through early 2025, caps non-defense spending for the next 2 years, claws back unspent COVID funds, billions that had been set aside for stepped-up IRS enforcement, imposes new work requirements on older Americans on government assistance programs. It accelerates the construction of a natural gas pipeline in West Virginia to Virginia. And it is a bipartisan compromise. I think what the president aims to do tonight in his remarks is talk about how compromise can work, that at a time of divided government, the two parties with their leaders can come together, even if the extremes on both sides oppose it. In the middle, a deal can be reached. The American system can work. And that, I think, is going to be the thesis of his Oval Office address tonight.
Yeah, I mean, the negotiations over this even were really contentious. And interestingly, the president laid low for the most part leading up to this.
Yeah, Carol, he kept a low profile. He allowed Speaker McCarthy to engage with reporters without retorts, although, you know, you had responses from the White House press secretary. But the president himself was not directly engaged in shooting down what Kevin McCarthy was saying, even as McCarthy was criticizing the president for not more effectively engaging earlier in the process. The bottom line is, behind closed doors, while, both sides would posture publicly, they were effectively hammering out an agreement. It did wind up passing the House and Senate on a bipartisan basis. Again, you had extremes, people on both sides of the aisle who registered their objections. Conservatives said that McCarthy didn't get enough. Liberals said that the president gave up too much. But in the end, most members of the House and Senate voted to approve this deal. And today the president will sign it.
Hey, Stephen, how is President Biden doing after that fall yesterday?
His aides say he's fine. He stood on the stage at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs as 900 diplomas were handed out. And when he went to turn back to his seat, he tripped on a sandbag, fell on his right side, seemed to fall pretty hard, was assisted by Secret Service agents, got back up on his feet to demonstrate his vim. He jogged off the stage and told reporters that he was sandbagged, but he's fine.
All right. Thank you, Stephen. That's CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy live on our line to the White House.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.